我们给你们准备的信息是约翰福音第三章。
Have we got a message for you from the Word of God?
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
我们知道一些有关他的事，他肯定非常富有。
We know a few things about him. We know that he must have been very wealthy.
因为他和亚利马太人约瑟在耶稣钉十字架后为他的身体膏油。
For he came with Joseph of Arimathea to embalm the body of Jesus after the crucifixion.
而且他还带了约100磅的昂贵香料，这只有很富有的人才能负担得起。
And he brought these costly spices, about 100 pounds that only a very wealthy person could afford.
他还是犹太人的官。
A ruler of the Jews.
这表明他是70个犹太公会成员之一。
Means that he was one of the 70 Sanhedrin.
而且根据耶稣所说的，他还是犹太人的老师。
And according to Jesus, he was a teacher of the Jews.
耶稣回答说：“你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？”
He said, "Art thou a teacher of the Jews, and knowest not these things?"
还有他是法利赛人，大约有6000法利赛人。
Finally, he was a Pharisee. The Pharisees numbered about 6,000 men.
终身致力于保存成文的律法。
Who had dedicated their entire life to keeping the codified law.
他们公认旧约前5篇是神所默示的。
They recognized that the first 5 chapters of the Old Testament were God's inspired word to man.
这些文员注解了这5本书，并将其编成律法典章，称之为米士拿。
Now the scribes had sought to interpret those first 5 books in their codifying of the law, and this was called the Mishnah.
举个例子说吧，十诫上说，当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Now, for instance, the law said, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy."
但在米士拿却有24个章节对此加以限定。其实神说的很简单。
But in the Mishnah, there were 24 chapters written to qualify what that meant.Now God said it very simply.
当纪念安息日，守为圣日，六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日，但第七日当安息。
Just remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, and in 6 days you shall do your labor, and the seventh day you shall rest, not do any labor on that day.
但是他们却用了24个章节来解释它的含义和限制。
But it took them 24 chapters to constitute what it meant and what the limitations and all were. The Mishnah.
法利赛人力求遵守整个米士拿。
Now the Pharisees sought to keep the whole Mishnah.
就是他们编写的律法典章，还有那些注解。
The codified law, or the explanations and the writings in the codified law.
在米士拿前面，他们还写了塔勒木，就是米士拿的注解评论。
Now on top of the Mishnah, they then wrote the Talmud, which was a commentary on the Mishnah.
这样米士拿就不断地增加篇幅。
And so the thing just continued to expand and expand.
法利赛人生活的首要目的就是遵守这些律法典章。
But the Pharisee was one who sought, and his primary purpose of his life was the keeping of the codified law.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣。
Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews, he came to Jesus at night.
如果那个人可以凭行为或守律法称义的话，那肯定有尼哥底母的份。
Now, if anyone had it made by works or by the law, it would have been Nicodemus.
如果哪个人可以向神呈现他的公义的话，那必定是那个法利赛人。
If anyone could present their righteous credentials before God, it would be a Pharisee.
他们穷尽一生来持守神神圣律法的方面。
They spent their entire life endeavoring to keep every aspect of God's holy law.
若借着律法可以得公义，那么法利赛人肯定可以得到。
If there were righteousness through the law, then the Pharisees surely would have achieved it.
如果人可以借着他的行为在神面前称义的话，那么法利赛人可以算作是公义的。
If a man could be righteous before God by his works, then surely the Pharisees would be accounted righteous.
如果有谁不需要重生的，那必定是法利赛人。
If there was anybody who didn't need to be born again, it would have been the Pharisees.
但即使他是法利赛人，是犹太人的官，犹太人的老师，却还是被耶稣吸引。
But though he was a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews, a teacher, he was drawn to Jesus.
很像那个年轻富有的少年官。那少年官到耶稣面前跪下说，
Much like perhaps that rich young ruler who came to Jesus and fell on his knees before him and said,
夫子，有古卷做良善的夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？
Good master, what must I do to have eternal life or to inherit eternal life?
耶稣对他说，就当遵守诫命。
And Jesus said, keep the commandments.
他说，什么诫命？耶稣一口气说了前六条诫命，其实是后六条诫命。
And he said, which? And as Jesus rattled off for him the first six commandments, or the second six, actually.
那少年人说，这一切我从小就遵守了，还缺少什么呢？
He said, all of these have I kept from my youth. What lack I yet?
那少年人认识到光遵守律法是不够的，一定还有别的什么东西。
There was a realization that just the keeping of the law was not enough. There must be something more.
很显然，尼哥底母有相同的认知，一定还有别的什么东西。
Evidently, Nicodemus had the same awareness. There must be something more.
他认识到耶稣所具有的特质和其特殊的使命，因为他对耶稣说，
Recognizing in Jesus a special quality, recognizing a special mission, for he said to Jesus,
拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的。
Rabbi, Master, we know that thou art a teacher who has come from God.
虽然其他的法利赛人并没有意识到这一点，但他却意识到了。
He recognized, though the other Pharisees did not recognize,
他确实意识到了耶稣说的话带有神的权柄。他说，
he did recognize the divine authority by which Jesus spake.
我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的。
We know that you are a teacher that has come from God.
因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在无人能行。
For no man can do these miracles which you do except God be with him.
他做出了不同于其他法利赛人的认知。
So he had made this acknowledgement and had this recognition that was not acknowledged by the other Pharisees.
然而这位耶稣基督做了一个极大的见证。
And yet was a tremendous witness and testimony to Jesus Christ.
耶稣自己曾呼召他的门徒要因他所做的事而相信他。
Jesus himself called his disciples to believe because of the witness of his works.
他说，你们当信我，我在父里面，父在我里面。
He said, believe me, that I am in the Father and the Father in me.
即或不信，也当因我所做的事信我。
Or else believe me for the very works' sake.
他又说，我所做的事就是我的见证。
Again he said, my works, they do testify of me.
尼哥底母承认这一点。
Nicodemus acknowledged this.
我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在，无人能行。
We know that you're a teacher come from God, because no man can do the miracles that you have done unless God was with him.
耶稣知道所有的事，他知道尼哥底母心里想的是什么。
Now, Jesus knew all things, and he knew what was in the heart of Nicodemus.
他知道这人心里最想知道的是，我怎样才能进神的国。
And he knew foremost in the man's heart was, how can I enter into this kingdom of God?
所以耶稣直截了当地回答了尼哥底母心里的疑问。
And so Jesus came directly to the issue that was upon the heart of Nicodemus, and he said unto him,
我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣在登山宝训中对他的门徒说，
Now Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount said to his disciples,
你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
Except your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
正如我所讲的，法利赛人终身致力于持守神的律法典章。
Now as I said,The Pharisees spent their entire life endeavoring to keep the codified law of God.
不只是十诫而已。
Not just the Ten Commandments.
而是所有的米士拿，就是由十诫来注解、说明、扩充而来的典章、条例。
But all of the Mishnah, the codified law by which the Ten Commandments were explained and amplified andinterpreted.
然而耶稣说，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
And yet Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven.
在这里他对这个法利赛人犹太人的官说，
Now he is saying to this Pharisee, the ruler of the Jews,
人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Unless a man is born again, he cannot enter, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母问道，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？
So Nicodemus said,How can a man be born again when he is old?
岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你。
And Jesus answered, Verily I say unto you,
人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
For that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit.
尼哥底母对重生非常感兴趣，但不知道是怎么个过程。
Now, Nicodemus was interested in being born again, but the process.
他说：“这怎么可能呢？我不可能再回到我母亲的腹中，然后再生出来。
”How can it happen? There's no way that I can return to my mother's womb and be born again.
我不觉得他是在开玩笑，我觉得他真的很好奇，你说的重生到底是什么意思？
And I do not believe that he was being facetious. I think that he was just really curious as to what do you mean born again.
然后耶稣说，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
And then Jesus said, unless a man is born of the water and of the Spirit.
他这里说的水和圣灵是什么意思？
Now, what does he mean, water and Spirit?
我们知道从圣灵生的是什么意思，那从水生的又是什么意思呢？
We know what it is to be born of the Spirit. What is he referring to being born of the water?
有些人认为是经过水的洗礼。
There are those who declare that he is talking about water baptism.
他们宣称，除非你用水洗过礼，否则你不能见神的国。
Unless you have been baptized in water, you're not going to see the kingdom of heaven.
他们认为从水生的是指经过水的洗礼。
And that born of the water refers to water baptism.
我认为耶稣在这里指的不是经过水的洗礼。
I do not believe that Jesus is referring to water baptism here.
因为有些人即使有用水洗礼的仪式，却还是见不到神的国。
Because I believe that there are people who have gone through the ritual of water baptism who are not going to see the kingdom of heaven.
那只不过是个仪式而已。
It was only a ritual.
也有人认为水指的是神的话，就像在彼得前书一章二十三节说的。
There are those who say the water refers to the word of God.As Peter in his first epistle, chapter 1, verse 23, said,
你们蒙了重生，是借着神活泼长存的道。
That we have been begotten unto this living hope through the word of truth.
所以我们重生是借着神的道。
And so we have been born again through the word of God.
耶稣在约翰福音十五章中说，现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
And Jesus said in John 15, Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
所以他们认为指的是借神的道而重生。
And so it is being born of the word of God.
神学委人们各有各的立场。
And the theological giants have taken their positions.
有说是经过水的洗礼的，也有说是只借神的道生的。
And there are those that say water baptism, those that say born through the word of God.
他们写注诠释他们的想法观念，并彼此攻击对方。
And they write their commentaries and their ideas and thoughts and blast each other's ideas.
但对我来说，从水生的指的是我们自然的出生。
But it would seem to me that being born of the water would be a reference to our natural birth.
就像胎儿在腹中有羊水保护。
As the fetus is in that water sac being protected.
当羊水破裂时，婴孩就生出来了一样。
And then there is the water bursting and the child is born.
所以从水生的指的是自然的出生，因为在上下文中耶稣也有提及。
To be born of the water would refer to the natural birth because in context then Jesus said,
从肉身生的就是肉身。从灵生的就是灵。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
所以耶稣在这里说的是两种方式的出生，从水生的和从圣灵生的。
And so he is talking about the two births, born of the water and born of the spirit.
从圣灵生的指的是重生。
And that the born of the Spirit is referring to the new birth.
我们属灵的生命，从水生的指的是肉体的出生。
The spiritual birth that we have, where born of the water would refer to the fleshly birth.
我不想为这个立场做任何辩护。
Now I don't intend to make any brief for this position.
如果你认为它指的是经过水的洗礼，请辩。
If you want to believe that it refers to water baptism, you're welcome.
如果你认为它指的是借神的道而生的，也请辩。
If you want to believe that it is referring to being born by the word of God, you're welcome.
如果你认为它指的是肉体的出生，也未尝不可。
And if you want to believe that it is being born of the flesh, you're welcome.
你可以采取任何立场，这并不会改变你和神的关系。
You can take whatever position you want, and it's not going to alter your relationship with God one iota.
但有些人采取了他们的立场后，变得非常的好争辩，我对此没有什么好争的。
But there are these positions that people take, and sometimes they get very argumentative with them. But I have no argument.
我们确实知道，从肉身生的就是肉身。
We do know that that which is born of the flesh is flesh.
你们第一次出生是自然的。是从肉身而生的。
You were born once naturally of the flesh.
你们不能借着自然的出生而成为神的儿女，只有借着属灵的出生才能成为神的儿女。
You are not a child of God by natural birth. You are a child of God by the spiritual birth.
使徒保罗在说到信主前的我们时， 是这样说的。
Paul the Apostle, talking about your life before Christ, said,
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
And you hath he made alive who were once dead in trespasses and sins.
那时你们在其中行事为人随从今世的风俗。
Who in times past walked according to the course of this world.
顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
According to the prince of the power of the air that even now works in the children of disobedience,
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
Among whom you all once lived, according to the lust of your mind and the lust of your flesh,
本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
And you were by nature the children of wrath.
我们本不是神的孩子，是可怒之子。
Not the children of God, the children of wrath.
只有借着新生，我才能成为神的孩子。
It is only by a new birth that I become a child of God.
所以从肉体生的就是肉身。
So, that which is born of the flesh is flesh.
一个没有重生的人过的是被肉身欲望支配的生活。
A person, apart from the new birth, lives a life that is dominated by his fleshly desires.
他的身体欲掌望掌管他的灵和魂，事实上他的灵是死的。
His body rules over his soul and spirit. In fact, his spirit is dead.
当人重生，是灵便活过来了。
That's what comes alive when a person is born again.
这是属灵的出生，那时我的灵便活过来了。
The spiritual birth, that is when my spirit comes alive.
在这之前，我活在肉体中，随着肉体而行。
Prior to that, I am living in the flesh and after the flesh.
我的心智被肉体私欲所支配。
And my mind is dominated by the flesh.
我就是圣经上所说的体贴肉体的，就是死。
And thus I have what the scripture terms the mind of the flesh, which is death.
那时我只关心我肉身的需要，每天想的就是吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
My chief concern is what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to drink, what I'm going to wear. My fleshly needs, my body needs.
这些事占满了我的心思。
These are the things that occupy my mind.
但是当一个人借着圣灵重生的时候，他是从灵生的，就是灵。
But when a person is born of the Spirit, that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
这样灵便活了过来，开始掌管我的生命。
Then the Spirit becomes alive and begins to rule within my life.
现在我的心思意念都是有关属灵的事情。
And now my mind is occupied with the things of the Spirit.
想的都是如何讨神的喜悦，如何敬拜神。
With how I might please God in the worship of God.
如何将我的生命和心扉向神和圣灵敞开。
In the opening up of my life and my heart unto the things of God and of His Spirit.
现在这些属灵的事控制了我的心思意念。
And these are the things that now dominate my mind.
随从圣灵的人被称为体贴圣灵的。
A mind dominated by the Spirit is called the mind of the Spirit.
体贴圣灵的就是生命、平安和喜乐。
Which is life and peace and joy.
所以耶稣说，我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。
So Jesus said, don't marvel when I said, you must be born again.
必须这个词是值得我们特别留心的词之一。
The word must, again, is one of those words you've got to pay careful attention to.
因为说到必须，你就说到了一件事情的要点。
Because there you're coming to the heart of the issue when a person says, I must.
当神说你必须的时候，你要格外地留意。
When God said, you must, it is something that you need to pay careful heed to.
在这里耶稣说你必须重生。
And he said, you must be born again.
人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
There is no one who will enter the kingdom of heaven who is not born again.
他的意思是，如果你想进天国，你必须重生。
He's talking about if you want to come into the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again.
进天国和重生是分不开的。
You cannot come into the kingdom apart from being born again.
神对任何人进天国的神圣诫命都是属灵的重生。
God's divine imperative for any man who will come into the kingdom is that spiritual birth.
你必须借着神的圣灵重生。
You must be born the second time, born of the Spirit of God.
在约翰福音第一章，我们读到。
In the first chapter of the Gospel of John, we read,
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的。
Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh.
也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Nor of the will of man, but of God.
借着神的灵而得重生。
Born again, by the Spirit of God.
风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。
Now the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof. But you cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth.
凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
神的灵在我们的生命中奇妙地工作着，我们不能完全明白或理解。
There is that mysterious working of God's Spirit within our lives, and we cannot fully comprehend it or understand it.
我们只是知道确有此事，我们只能看见效果。
We just know it. We can see the effects of it.
当我还是孩子的时候，我的母亲常常问我，你能看见风吗？
My mother used to ask me when I was a child, can you see the wind?
我说能，我能看见风。她说不能，你看不见。
And I said, oh yes, I can see the wind. She said, no, you can't.
我说我能，我看见它就在那儿，瞧，它正吹起尘埃呢。
Oh, yes, I can. I can see it out there. Look, it's blowing the dust.
他说，你看到的是风的结果，你看不见风。
She said, you're seeing the results of the wind. You don't see the wind.
我能看到圣灵工作的结果，我相信他，我知道圣灵的确存在。
I can see the result of the Spirit. I believe it. I know that the Spirit exists.
我却从没有看到过他，但是我可以感受到他对我的生命的影响，非常的真实。
I have never seen him, but I can feel his effect upon my life. It's very real.
我也能看到他在我周围的人身上所成就的果效是如此的明显。
I can see his effects in the lives of those around me. It is very obvious.
所以在那些从圣灵里重生的人身上，我能认出圣灵神秘的善工。
And so are they who are born of the Spirit. There is that mystic work of God's Spirit that I can recognize.
我也能感受到看到圣灵在我身上的善工。
I can feel, I can see that work of God's Spirit within me.
尼哥底姆问他说，只能有这事呢？
So Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be?
他其实问了两个问题。第一，
Now he has asked two questions. Number one,
如何能重生呢？
How can a man be born again?
其次，怎能有这事呢？
And then,How can these things be?
耶稣没有立即回答他的问题，却斥责他说。
Jesus doesn't immediately answer the question, but chides him now.
你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？
He said, Are you a teacher in Israel, or of Israel, and don't you know these things?
我实实在在地告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的。
Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am speaking of those things that I know.
我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。
And I'm testifying of those things that I have seen, and you do not receive my witness.
我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信。
Now, if I have talked to you about earthly things, and you did not believe,
若说天上的事，如何能信呢？
How will you believe if I tell you of heavenly things?
耶稣的意思是，如果我不能够让你相信这些地上的事，
If I can't bring to your understanding a faith in these earthly things,
我怎么能够让你相信更高境界的事？
How can I ever elevate you to a higher plane?
你是教师，你本该知道这些事。
You're a teacher, you ought to know these things.
然后他回过头来回答他的问题。
Now,He then turned and answered the question,
怎能有这样的事呢？我怎么能重生呢？
How can these things be? How can I be born again?
在斥责了他的不信和不愿领受耶稣的见证后，耶稣对他说，
Having chided him for his not believing, not receiving the witness,that Jesus said, I know is true. He then said to him,
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
For as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
这里耶稣所说的是十字架，请再注意一次，必须这个词。
Here Jesus is talking about his cross. Notice again the word must.
人子也必照样被举起来。
Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
如果说有救赎的可能性，
If there is to be the possibility of redemption,
如果说能经历重生，
If there is to be an experience of being born again,
那只有借着被钉十字架的人子，所以人子必须被举起。
It can only be by the Son of Man being crucified. So must the Son of Man be lifted up.
在这里他用了旧约民数记二十一章中一个非常有意思的例子。
He uses a very interesting example out of their history in the Old Testament found in Numbers 21.
以色列的子民在尝试进入迦南美地失败后，摩西就带领他们走绕过以东的路。
Where the children of Israel, after their failure to enter into the land, and Moses began to take the circuitous route around towards Edom.
他们得穿越摩押和安宁、雅嫩河附近，才能进入迦南东部。
Up through Moab and Ammon, coming into the land from the east.
于是人们就对摩西发出怨言。
The people began to murmur and complain against Moses, saying,
你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？
Why did you bring us into this wilderness to die?
这里没有粮，没有水，我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。
Where there is no bread or water, and our souls loathe this manna, we're sick of it.
于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间。
And the anger of the Lord was kindled against the people of Israel, and God sent these little serpents into the camp, fiery serpents, deadly serpents.
蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多。
They began to bite the people, and the people began to die as the result of the bites.
百姓到摩西那里说，我们愿读耶和华和你有罪了。
And they came to Moses and they said, We have sinned against you and against the Lord by our murmuring.
求你祷告耶和华，叫这些蛇离开我们。
Pray unto God for us that we might be delivered from this plague of serpents.
于是摩西为百姓祷告，耶和华对摩西说，
And Moses prayed unto the Lord, and the Lord told him,
你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上。
To make a serpent out of brass, and to put it on a pole, and to stand it up in the middle of the camp.
凡被蛇咬的人经过，
But it shall come to pass that whenever a man is bitten by one of these fiery serpents,
他只要一望在营中央的铜蛇，他就得医治，就活了。
If he will just look at the pole in the middle of the camp, he will be healed, he will live.
摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上。
And so Moses made a serpent of brass, put it on a pole, set it up in the middle of the camp.
凡被蛇咬的，一望这铜蛇就活了。
And it came to pass that whosoever was bitten by the serpent, when they looked upon that serpent on the pole, they were healed. They did not die.
在这里你发现杆子上的蛇是用行医用的小小的标志物，表明有医治作用。
Therein you find the basis for that little symbol that the doctors use, the serpent on the pole for healing.
但是在圣经里，铜是审判者的象征物。
But brass in the scripture is always a metal that is symbolic of judgment.
而蛇总是象征着罪。
And the serpent is always symbolic of sin.
所以在杆子上的铜蛇象征着神审判他们的罪。
So the brass serpent on the pole was a symbol that God had judged their sins.
但只要他们望一下铜蛇，他们就能得医治，就不会死。
The judgment of God upon their sin. And by looking at that, they were healed. They did not die.
这是神为他们安排的一个非常有趣的方法。
Now, this is an interesting provision that God made.
只要看一下铜蛇能够挽救一个人的性命。
And by what process, looking upon the serpent could save a person's life?
是找不到任何生理或科学的解释。
You know, there's no physical or scientific explanation for this.
只是神所立的约，他说：“一望这蛇，就必得活。”
It was just God's covenant, God's provision, and said, "All you have to do is look, and you will live."
我能想象当时的情景，那些被蛇咬的人，颈脖发硬。
Now I can imagine that there were some hardheads there in Israel.
躺在地上抽搐。快要死了。
Lying on the ground convulsing as the result of the snake bite, about to die.
然后他们的朋友跑来说：“嘿，摩西在营中央的杆上挂了一条铜蛇。”
And their friend says, "Hey, in the middle of the camp, Moses set up that pole of the brass serpent."
你只要望一下他，就能得医治。
Just look at it, and you'll be healed.
得了吧，不要告诉我这个，这听起来太荒唐了，我想不明白。
Oh, don't tell me that, man. That's ridiculous. I can't make sense out of that.
看一下铜蛇对我有什么用？难道你看不到我快要死了吗？我需要人帮忙。
How can looking at that do anything for me? Don't you see? I'm dying, man. I need help.
是啊，只要你看一下铜蛇就好了。别闹了，那怎能帮上忙
？Yeah, but just look. Ah, come on, how can that help?
我能想象他因为无法理解，就在那里争论不休，渐渐死去。
And I can see him arguing and dying because he can't understand how looking would help.
人们就是那么愚蠢。在他们搞明白神运行的过程前，他们不愿意接受神的作为。
People are foolish. Unless they can understand all of the processes by which God is working, they won't accept it.
我无法向你解释为什么耶稣基督能为你洗净罪。
I can't explain to you how that believing in Jesus Christ can cleanse you of your sin.
使你重生成为神的儿女
and cause you to be born again and become a child of God.
我只能告诉你，他的确能洁净你，这是神所案例的。
All I can tell you is that it will. It works. That's what God has ordained.
耶稣挂在十字架上，为你的罪受审判。
JesusHanging on the cross was bearing the judgment of God for your sins.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
All we like sheep have gone astray. We turned every one of us to our own ways.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Then God has laid on him the iniquities of us all.
摩西在旷野怎样举舌，人子也必照样被举起来。
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
耶稣挂在十字架上，是为我们担当神对罪的审判。
And Jesus hanging there on the cross was there taking the judgment of God for sin.
是为我们的罪而死，是为我们而死。
Dying for our sins, dying in our place.
正如当时以色列人借着仰望铜蛇而活过来。
And even as those in the days of Israel looked at the serpent and lived,
我们借着仰望十字架，信靠耶稣而获新生，而得永生。
So we, by looking at the cross in faith and in trusting in Jesus, live.
两者相当类似，都是神所预定的象征。
We have eternal life, and so it was quite an interesting parallel symbolism that God had established.
人怎能重生？怎能有这事？人的重生是单单相信耶稣基督的结果。
How can a man be born again? How can these things be? They are the result of simply believing in Jesus Christ.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
这是神为我们所预备的，但必须借着信心。
God's provisions given to us through faith.
就像风，虽然它很神秘，你不知道它何去何从，但你能看到。感觉到由他而起的结果。
Like the wind, you may see the effects, you may see the results and feel the effects, though it is a mystery. You can't tell whence it comes, where it's going.
所以从灵生的就是灵。
So is that man born of the Spirit.
我们无法完全了解神的灵是如何运行的。我们仅仅知道它的确存在。
The processes of God's Spirit we can't fully understand. We just know they exist.
人怎能重生？怎能有这事？
How can a man be born again? How can these things be?
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
再一次，关键在于相信耶稣，那是神对那些想重生的人的要求。
Again.The key is believing in Jesus. That's the provision that God has required for those to be born again.
你借着信心而得重生，这信心就是相信耶稣基督为你的罪而承受神的审判，死在十字架上。
You are born again when you by faith believe in Jesus Christ that he bore God's judgment for your sins in his death upon the cross.
你只要接受他进入到你的生命里，你就借着圣灵重生了。
And you receive him into your life. You are then born again by the Spirit of God.
成为耶稣基督里一个新造的人，成了神的孩子，王的子女。
And have become now a new creature in Christ Jesus, a son of God, a child of the kingdom.
这一切的关键是信靠他。
Believing in him, that is the key.
然后耶稣继续向尼哥底母讲道。
Then Jesus went on to declare to Nicodemus,
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，或做审判世人，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
我不知道为什么我们总把基督想象成在定我们的罪。
I do not know why we always seem to picture Christ as condemning us.
我想是因为我们老是有罪，但是我们总认为是他在定我们的罪。
Well, I guess it's because we're so guilty all the time. But we always are thinking of him in that posture of condemning.
你看，你又犯了同一的错误。
You know, doing it again.
我们总是把它想成定罪的样子。但使徒保罗在罗马书第八章中反问道
：You know, and we're always thinking of him in that posture of condemning. But Paul the apostle asked the rhetorical question in Romans 8.
谁能定他们的罪呢？然后他回答道：“不是耶稣。”
Who is he that condemneth? And then he answers, not Jesus.
他为我们已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
For he died for us.Yea, rather, is risen again, and is even at the right hand of the Father, making intercession.
神差耶稣不是来定世人的罪。
God didn't send him into the world to condemn the world.
耶稣来不是要定你的罪，而是为了拯救你。
Jesus hasn't come to condemn you. Jesus has come...To save you.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
他不必来定罪，因为世人已经被定罪了。
He didn't need to come to condemn because the world is already condemned.
但信他的人不被定罪。
Now, he that believeth in him is not condemned.
哦，你听见了吗？你相信吗？
Oh, did you hear that? Do you believe that?
信他的人不被定罪。
He that believeth in him...is not condemned.
今晚关于神的恩典的信息对我们是多么宝贵，这应该大大震撼你的灵魂。
What a glorious message of God's grace to us tonight. That ought to thrill your soul beyond measure.
如今那些在耶稣基督里的就不定罪了。
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who believe in Jesus Christ.
不就是这样说的吗？你相信吗？
Isn't that what it said? Do you believe it?
为什么我们总是定自己的罪？
Why is it that we are always going around condemning ourselves?
为什么我们总是那么沮丧，那么气馁？
Why is it that we're always going around feeling so defeated and so discouraged?
既然 如今那些在耶稣基督里的就不定罪了。
When there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus.
信他的人不被定罪。
For he that believeth in him is not condemned.
不信的人罪已经定了，因为他们不信神独生子的名。
However, he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
他的名是什么意思？他的名是耶稣，主是拯救的意思。
What is his name? Yahshua. The Lord is salvation.
耶稣来为了拯救，这是他的名字所包含的意思。
Jesus came to save. That's what his name implies.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Thou shalt call his name Yahshua, for he shall save his people from their sins.
他来不是要定罪，而是为了拯救。
He didn't come to condemn, he came to save.
他的名字暗示了他的使命，耶稣非常清楚地告诉我们。
His name implies his mission. Jesus declared it plainly.
人子来为要拯救失丧的人。
He said, I have come to seek and to save that which was lost.
不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
Now he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
什么是定罪?
And what is the condemnation?
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
That light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be manifested.
但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
But he that doeth the truth comes to the light, that his deeds might be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
什么是定罪？人不来救光，就被定罪。
What is the condemnation? That men won't come to the light.
但愿不会这样。
Now, God forbid.
但要是你将来像启示录第二十章所说的。
But if you will, in the future, if you are standing with that throng in Revelation 20,
站在白色大审判宝座前
Before the great white throne judgment of God
案卷展开了，你就要按着这些案卷上所记载的受审判。
And the books are open, and you are to be judged out of the things written in the books.
当你的名字被叫到的时候，你就将一览无遗地站在神的面前。
And when your name is finally called and you have to stand before God, naked, open.
神将展开你的案卷，那里有对你的控告。
And God opens the books and the indictment is made against you.
但只有一条指控。
There will only be one charge.
不会逐条说出你说过的谎、行过的窃或曾经想过做过的坏事。
There's not going to be going down the list of every lie you told or everything you stole or every wrong thought or action or deed you ever had.
那里只有一条指控，就是你没有信靠耶稣基督。
There's only going to be one indictment. Your failure to come to Jesus Christ.
耶稣说，我是世间的光。
He said, I am the light of the world.
光来到世间，但世人并不来救光。
Light has come into the world, but men won't come to the light.
定他们的罪就是在此。
And that's why they are condemned.
不信的人罪已经定了。
He that believeth not is condemned already.
所以不需要耶稣来定你的罪，你已经被定罪了。
You don't need that Jesus should condemn you, you're already condemned.
他不是来定你罪，因为没有这个必要，你已经被定罪了。
He didn't come to condemn you, he didn't need to. You already are condemned.
现在的问题不是你做过多少坏事。
But now the issue is not so much the evil that you have done,
而是你拒绝了神为世人预备的唯一能使你的罪得饶恕通到他那里的道路。
But your rejection of the provision, the only provision that God has made whereby men might come to him, whereby men might have the forgiveness of their sins.
因此对世人的指控只有一条。
So there will only be one indictment against man.
耶稣说，圣灵既来了，就是叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
Jesus said when the Holy Spirit is come, he's going to reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment.
为罪是因为他们不信我。
Of sin because they didn't believe in me.
你看，只有这个罪才会使你灵魂受到谴责。
You see, that's the only sin that's going to damn your soul.
其他你所做过的都可以得到饶恕。
Any other thing you may have ever done is forgiven.
基督已为世人的罪而死，神将我们的罪孽都归到了他的身上。
Christ died for the sins of the world. God laid upon him the iniquities of us all.
他的死担当了人类所有的罪，完全满足了神公义的要求。
His death satisfied God completely for the sin of all humanity.
唯一能向神控告世人的是世人不来救光，不接受神所预备的。
There is only one charge, an indictment that God will make against a man. His failure to come to the light. His failure to receive God's provision.